AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A jury will be seated tomorrow for the trial of Officer William Porter. He's the first of six Baltimore police officers to stand trial in the death of Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old black man who died of a spinal injury he suffered in police custody. The panel will be chosen from some of the 150 prospective jurors questioned over the past 2 days. In the meantime, AP correspondent Jeff Bannon reports defense attorneys minimized the case of the men who are accused of wounding five black men who were protesting the police shooting of Jamar Clark in Minneapolis.
Three men are charged with riot, and the fourth man, the man suspected of shooting, is charged with assault with a dangerous weapon and riot. Attorneys for two of the men said that their clients are not white supremacists or racists. An attorney for one of the men, Nathan Gustafson, said that there's no proof that his client had a gun.
AP correspondent Michael Biesecker reports a federal appeals court in Washington is reconsidering the legality of the only remaining conviction of a Guantanamo Bay detainee who once served as Osama bin Laden's personal assistant and media relations secretary.
A divided three-judge appeals panel ruled in June that the case against Ali Hamza al-Bawul is legally flawed because conspiracy, which is he was charged with, is not recognized as a war crime under international law.
A week after Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy, under pressure for one of his white officers shooting a black teenager 16 times, said the mayor had his back. Rahm Emanuel fired McCarthy today and appointed a five-member panel to oversee police accountability. Some community leaders say Emanuel and the prosecutor who brought charges against the white police officer should also resign. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. is set to deploy a new special operations force to Iraq to help fight Islamic State militants in that country and in neighboring Syria.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says more than 50 special operators will at first work with Iraqi and Kurdish fighters before expanding their role in Iraq and Syria.
Conduct raids, free hostages, gather intelligence.
That's something Joint Chiefs Chairman Joe Dunford says the U.S. has been unable to do so far.
The lack of human intelligence inhibits our campaign, for sure.
The two Pentagon leaders told a House panel the improved intelligence will generate more targets for attacks. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Russia's ambassador to the U.N. told the Associated Press today his country hopes to circulate a draft resolution to the Security Council very soon that will tighten the UN's crackdown on the financing of extremist groups like ISIS. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.